Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
Dan Karpuk here for the BetQL Daily Boost. I have an exciting odds boost for you guys today. It is from our friends at BetMGM, and it is the Yankees to beat the Pirates in 10-plus total runs to be scored in the game, boosted all the way up to plus 220. Now, let's hit on the first part of this first. It's the Yankees to beat the Pirates. BetQL is giving the Yankees a 67.5% chance to win this game. Okay. So now the second half of this, 10-plus total runs scored. Now, BetQL is projecting 9 total runs to be scored, so that's pretty close to that mark. However, I want to take a look at this pitching matchup here. It's Jameson Taillon versus Jose Quintana. Now, Taillon on the season has been a nice story for the Yankees. He's produced, he's won games for them, he's delivered quality starts. However, over his last 6 starts, he's been a little bit inconsistent. 33 and a third innings pitched, 40 hits, 4.59 ERA. That's not great. Over Quintana's last 6 starts, 30 innings pitched, 35 hits, 4.80 ERA. Now, the Pirates also have the 4th worst bullpen ERA at 4.53 and the 6th worst bullpen whip at 1.37. So, therefore, when Quintana gets pulled from this game, they're going to be handing the ball off to guys who will most likely get hit around a bit as well. So, when considering this matchup here, you got guys like Aaron Judge, you got guys like Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, guys who have the platoon advantage against Quintana, who clearly is on the back half of his career here. So, will the Yankees hang crooked numbers against this Pirates team? Most likely. Will the Pirates hang some numbers against Jameson Taillon? Quite possibly as well. You got guys like O'Neill Cruz, who's now a threat in this lineup. You have a surprising amount of pop in this Pirates offense. They're not giving up on a daily basis here. They're going out and hitting the ball out of the ballpark. They're producing some runs despite their bad record. So at plus 220 at BetMGM, I love the value in getting this. I expect the Yankees to easily win this game. And like I said, 10-plus total runs doesn't seem like very far-fetched whatsoever. So getting, you know, plus 220 odds on this, great value. For more value, all you got to do is head to betql.com/boosts to see more odds boosts. And you can follow me on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk. I know that's a very original name. Daniel Karpuk, DanielKarpuc. And I oftentimes deliver quite a few more things from behind the BetQL paywall and all that kind of good stuff. So follow me there as well. Now I want to get into a couple of today's best MLB bets that you can take advantage of right now, like I already did. The first one is the Rangers-Orioles over 9.5 runs. Now, this is a horrendous pitching matchup here. This might be one of the worst of the entire season, and I am overjoyed at it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Spencer Howard, who's 0-1 with a 12.15 ERA, who will go for the Rangers versus Baltimore's Austin Voth, who's 0-1 with a 7.34 ERA. Both of these offenses are in store for a big day. Now, BetQL is listing this as the best bet, projects 10 total runs to be scored. I wouldn't be shocked if this gets into the 14 to 16 run range. In three appearances this year, Howard has lasted just 6 2/3 innings, allowed 9 earned runs on 10 hits in that span. Meanwhile, Voth has appeared in 25 games, shockingly. His pitching line is 30 2/3 innings pitch, 47 hits, and 25 earned runs in those innings. Both of these pitchers stink. Both should be in AAA or below right now, and I'm not worried whatsoever about both of these lineups putting up numbers against these two particular pitchers here tonight. Secondly, the Rays plus 1.5 runs at the Red Sox. Now, this is juiced pretty heavily, so you got to shop around a little bit for the best price, and it's juiced for a good reason. Under Kevin Cash, now listen to this. This is ridiculous. Under Kevin Cash, the Rays are 249 and 118. That's 67.85% versus the run line as an underdog of plus 100 to plus 150 on the money line. I'll repeat that. 249 and 118. That's 67.85% versus the run line in this situation. Now, Jeffrey Springs is also on the mound. He's 3-2 with a 2.25 ERA. He's been one of these random Rays dudes to come out of nowhere and be an absolute stud. He's going to be on the mound for Tampa Bay tonight against Nick Pivetta, who's 8-5 with a 3.23 ERA. He's been solid for the Red Sox as well. But BetQL is giving the Rays a 49.81% chance to win this game outright. That's nearly a 50-50 shot. So you're getting them at plus 1.5 runs. It is clearly a value here. So thank you for listening in. Be sure to subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts, and head to BetQL.com now for all of today's best MLB bets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.